Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Gabby, they are coming for the champ.
I'm so nervous. Like, I'm either going to lose my Swiftie card or I'm about to look like an a-hole when I crush whatever listener's calling in.
So for the past 2 days, we've been playing a fun game with Abby called Name That Taylor Swift Song in One Word.
At least we thought it was a fun game. Some listeners took it very seriously.
And it's gotten some traction on TikTok. Swifties want in on this. So now today we are going to play Name That Taylor Swift Song in One Word with Abby and Kara.
Now, I will say this as somebody that's not a huge fan of any one artist, watching your mastery of words and lyrics in Taylor Swift songs the last couple of days has really been pretty impressive.
Swifties don't think it's impressive. They're like, they're choosing the easiest words. And I somewhat agree, because when you pick a very specific word, you're like, oh, it could only fit in that one song. However, yesterday when you told me Hindsight, I'm like, that's not as specific, and I couldn't quite pinpoint it. So it really does depend on the word.
So listeners saw the vulnerability when you stumbled there yesterday, because after we did this a couple of times, there were women going on TikTok and social media going, oh, she's not the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I could have answered faster than that. So we specifically searched out a listener that was like the most aggressive online to try to take Abby down.
I'm scared.
All right, so Kara, welcome to the Burt Show. Can you give us your Taylor Swift credentials, please?
Yes, I have been a fan since the moment I heard Tim McGraw for the first time when I was in college. I met her back in 2007, I own all of her albums on vinyls, the Taylor versions and the other versions on CD. I went and saw her in Atlanta, back in April, and I am going to London next year to see her.
Wow. Yeah, she's spending big money, man.
My friend asked me yesterday if I wanted to go to the second leg of the U.S. tour. I'm like, girl, I spent all my money on the first two.
Tommy, so
between that and Jonas Brothers, yeah.
I will say, Kara is going to be a match, because I tested her out yesterday. I gave her a couple of words, and she said the name of a song, and I said, no, I'm sorry, that's not right. And she goes, actually, it is. And I looked up the lyrics for the song she said, and she was correct.
Oh, man.
And that happened twice.
Dang. Well, Kara, you called not knowing what was on the line here, but whoever wins gets your tickets to the London show. And you can either keep them, or if Abby wins, and she wants the flight also.
And the hotel.
She might have to snatch them from my best friend because she bought them.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right, Kristen, you want to host this?
Yes. Yeah, so, Bert, Cassie, Mo, I need your pristine ears. So, ladies, I'm going to give you the word. Abby, you're going to say your name. Kara, you're going to say your name. Whoever buzzes in first with the correct song will get the point, okay?
Hold on. I don't think there can be four judges here. I think you got to just pick one person to say who got in first. Because we could be debating for the next 5 minutes. Just have Cassie do it.
Okay. All right. So Cassie is going to be judge and jury as to who buzzes in first. Abby, you just say your name. Kara, you say your name. Are we ready for the first word?
No.
Have some confidence, Abby. You the whole
Let's
team.
Really mess with them and have their ring-in buzzers be the other person's name.
No, absolutely not. No. All right. Ladies, your word is gauche. Abby,
The Last Great American Dynasty.
That's correct.
What the hell just happened? What just happened? Playing the song.
I can sing it. Just kidding. Please play the song.
I don't have it.
The wedding was charming if a little ghost.
Yes.
There's only so far new money goes.
And Kara, she smoked you on that one. You were silent.
Yes,
you were dead silent. Okay.
I was still asleep. Hold on. Okay.
It's time to wake up, Kara.
It's go time.
Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure. Do we have the other lyrics?
I think I've got different words.
Oh, boy.
This is the...
I got the machine.
All right, let's just play the game.
Okay,
if you got the song, you got the song.
Okay. Here we go. Your word is... covert.
Abby. Anti-hero.
Yes.
Kara. Hey, Kara.
Focus.
Kara.
Are you there?
Are you there? Bad connection? All right.
I'm going to London.
Is your phone on delay, Kara?
Oh. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Your word is lark.
Abby. Dorothea.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, you're just being rude at this point, Abby.
I told you I was either going to look like an a-hole or...
So disrespectful to our listener.
My Swiftie card.
She's a guest.
You're kicking ass, man. Damn.
All right.
Moron. What the hell?
What?
Tommy, just call yourself a just call Abby a moron?
No. Who'd you just call a moron? Katie.
Who'd you call a moron?
Oh.
That's not a lyric to a Taylor Swift song.
Did you forget you had your mic on?
No, I'm in for it to be.
It's in the unreleased version.
Okay, all right, so just so we all know, Abby's got 3, Kara is yet to get on the board.
The wheels are so off on this.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Here we go. Your word is nonchalant.
Abby.
Yes.
Come back. Be here.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Oh, damn.
This bad.
Kara, we should have put you on the voice disguise. Friends aren't going to want to talk to you. Taylor's not even going to let you into the show.
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, This is a little bit like
playing Jeopardy. Like when you're in the comfort of your own home in your couch and you're just rattling off Jeopardy question after Jeopardy question is very different than being in the studio.
100%.
Yeah, the only thing you should feel bad about is using your brain power to know these words instead of doing something like studying medicine and curing cancer.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Abby is still in the lead, 4-0. All right, your next word is revelers.
Abby.
Yes.
Mirable.
Yes.
Kara, you do know you're buzzing, right?
I'm just saying. It doesn't give me time to think.
Well, I'm sorry. That's really the name of the game.
Right.
that's the point.
That's why she's dominating. Just knee-jerk reaction.
All right, so I got 2 more left for this round. Abby's leading 5-0. There's no way Kara can come back. Do we want to keep going to see if Kara can get a point?
Yes.
Sure. Do you want your integrity to be tested here, Kara?
Or you just want to
tap out at this point?
I didn't know it was going to be us against each other. I thought it was going to be like back and forth, maybe.
No. This is America. There's got to be a winner. I feel like Rocky's trainer right now going, stay down, Rock!
Throw in the towel!
Yeah, I did better on the Backstreet Boys cruise trivia.
All right, here we go.
It's your round, Kara.
In order to get Kara on the board, and don't try to help her out. Should I give her like a 5-second lead?
No.
Okay. Your word is contrarian.
Abby.
Yes.
Oh.
Gold Rush.
That's correct.
She's just embarrassing. I mean, she's sheepishly saying her name now. All right, Kara, this is your last one, just so you don't get completely and totally shut out, okay?
Abby, just buzzing for her.
Okay. Can you just say Kara?
Please. Yeah.
Kara, next time.
I'm taking a day off work and just listening to songs all day. Okay.
All right.
This is it.
Ladies, last one. Your word is precipice.
Abby.
Yep.
Long story short.
That's
correct.
Oh, no. Okay.
Kara, I failed that word.
Kara, we love you, but I'm assuming we'll never hear from you again.
Kara, I'm really sorry. Swifties are so sweet to each other. Like, I'm so sorry. I beat you. So bad.
All right, Kara, we will put you on hold to make the arrangements for you to transfer your tickets and your airfare to Abby, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, what have you all learned? Don't come for the champ unless you can beat the champ.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.